It's early afternoon, shortly after the close of our last episode. As you know, Sergeant Mary Moriarty, policewoman, is on special assignment. The sergeant is posing as a prisoner in City Woman's Jail, living in the cell next to Kate Beekman's, in an effort to win the girl's confidence. Mary was given this special duty by Homicide Lieutenant Halverson, and as you know, Halverson is not only Mary's superior, he's also her friend. But at this moment, as she follows Halverson down a corridor in City Jail, both the sergeant and the lieutenant are grim, determined, and...
Lieutenant, will you stop and let me tell you something? You going to a fire?
I'm going to put one out.
Now, that makes a lot of sense.
I think so. Here, we go in this office. After you, Sergeant.
Oh, thanks.
Come over to the desk.
I don't care what's in the desk. I've got something to
Mary,
tell you.
Mary, will you please shut your beautiful trap and look at this?
Okay, Lieutenant, go ahead and amaze me. I haven't been amazed since breakfast.
Forget you're a tough policewoman for a couple of minutes and look.
At that?
The file on our investigation of Kate Beekman to date. Here's the part you're going to look at. Let's see, now, they're in the front of the file. Here, start here. Character testimonials on behalf of Kate Beekman. Well, don't turn the pages, read them.
Why?
Because you want to get off the assignment.
How'd you know?
I could tell. And I'm going to change.
With these?
Yes.
Oh, Don, any crook can find some dope who'll give him a good character.
Take a look at them.
It'd take me hours to read them, and for what? They don't mean a thing, Don. You've done a lot of work for nothing. You've got as many character references as a lawyer.
Maybe more. And these people aren't dopes. Look, here's Mr. Ritchie. He owns the most expensive dress shop in town, and Kate works for him. Is he a dope? And here, professors at the Dance Institute where she went to school. Here's one from the head of the place. Are they jerks? Look at these, Mary. Everybody from the doctor who took care of her when she was a kid to her teachers to the kids she went to Sunday school with to everybody she ever worked with and for.
All say the same thing?
With a couple of exceptions.
Why show them to me?
Because you're ready to quit on her.
Don, here's the reason, here in the rest of the folder. The evidence. She killed a man.
You keep coming back to that.
Yes, just like you do. She killed a man. You have to come back to it, no matter how much you think you like her.
Mary, you're a smart, hard-headed girl. You like her, too.
Not like you do. All right, maybe I do.
You're bothered the same way I am.
Are you kidding?
You know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
You know good and well you'd give her a good character yourself if you didn't think she killed Weber.
If they think she killed him.
Mary, what if she didn't? What if the stuff in the front part of this file is right and the rest of it is wrong? What if you and I are right, the way we feel about it?
And what if the moon's made out of green cheese? Don, the file's got to be right.
Which part?
Where it proves she killed him.
Oh, Mary, forget you're a cop. Or else remember that we've been wrong before.
Don, wait. Are you saying you believe she's innocent?
I don't know. Not yet. But I'm willing to.
Reopen the entire investigation?
Yes. Only I can't do it until the DA gives me the office, because he has his indictment. After we'll listen to reason, and you can help me get the reasons, Mary. You've only started working on the girl.
Get somebody else.
You've already made the start. She already likes you.
Yeah, I wonder.
What?
Oh, she's been sweet and nice, but maybe it's an act.
Oh, come off it, Mary. You just won't let yourself believe that
I can't forget she's killed a man. The rest of it could be an act.
Mary, if you'll... Halverson. What?
What is it?
When was this? That's all? He wants to see it, hmm? No, wait, I'll let you know. Perry Mason wants to see you.
Mac? Kate's lawyer?
He's in a conference room down the hall. What's Mason want with you?
Mason's been tipped off who I am. He's probably known from the minute I moved in the cell next to Kate.
But how would he know?
Oh, he's got connections. Don, you see what it means? Sure, Kate Beekman's been nice as pie. You bet she has. Mason tipped her off, told her to mind her P's and Q's. Now they're going to act highly indignant because I spied on her.
Go see.
What?
It could be that way, but go see. I'll be waiting outside for you.
Here she is, Mr. Mason.
The somebody want to see me? Oh, Mary, I wanted to tell you I was going to ask Mr. Mason to see you, but I was afraid...
Why don't you introduce us, Katie?
I know you, who you are, Mr. Mason, and I...
This is Mr. Mason's secretary, Miss Street, Mary Moriarty.
Hello, Mary. Miss Street?
Mr. Mason wants to talk to you, Mary.
I can imagine. Look, we're only wasting time.
Kate's time, Mrs. Moriarty.
Huh?
Well, Kate told us about you and asked for...
Oh, let me tell her, Mr. Mason. Mary, Mr. Mason is going to help you.
What?
I told him the police put you in jail because they think you stole the money. But you didn't steal it. But you haven't any friends or a lawyer, and I told Mr. Mason all about it.
Wait a minute, Katie. You asked Mr. Mason to help me?
And he's going to. And he thinks he can get you out of jail right away. Well, I can't get bail because I'm charged with... Well, anyway, you can get bail, and while you're out on bail, Mr. Mason will do what he can
to... Is this true, Mr. Mason?
Yes.
You must have a lot of extra time to bother with me.
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't, but Kate here is a very good advocate.
And that's why you want to see me? Because Kate asked you? But why else, Mary? I thought it was something else.
What?
Nothing, just a funny idea. I get funny ideas. Finally, after I'm beat over the head with them. Mr. Mason, I want to thank you. You too, honey. But I already got advice.
Oh? You said you didn't have anyone.
You see, someone has been advising me, but I wouldn't listen. I just made up my mind to listen to him.
You have a lawyer?
Well, someone whose advice I should have listened to all along, but I thought I was smarter than he is. I'm going to listen to him now.
Well, I'm glad you have help, miss, and if there is anything I can do...
There is. For Katie. A lot of people think she killed Gordy Weber.
Mary, I'd like to know, do you? Do you?
No, Katie. Not after being as close as we've been to each other. But, Mr. Mason, a lot of people do think she's guilty. I'm sure they think they've got good reasons.
Yeah, of course.
Too bad they don't know Kate as well as you do. Yeah. I'd like to see a few of them locked in the cell next to hers for a while. But you know what I bet, Mr. Mason? I'll bet some of the people Kate thinks are working against her aren't positive she's guilty. I'll bet some of these people are even trying to help her.
Why do you say that?
Just one of my crazy ideas. Now I'll get out so you can concentrate on doing your part. Thanks again, Mr. Mason. I'll see you later, honey.
Goodbye, Mary.
Well, Sergeant, were you right? Was it all an act?
No.
I can't understand you, Mary.
Mr. Mason doesn't know who I am.
Then why did he ask to see you?
She asked him. Kate. Kate asked her friend to help me.
Why?
Don, that poor girl's in as bad a spot as she could be in, and yet she had time to think of me. We've got to help her.
Well, sure, Mary, but you said
no
that...
No buts, we've got to. Maybe we can get Miss Staff to reopen the investigation. We've got to try.
I've been saying that
we
right...
We will. And don't argue. Now, please don't argue.
Mary, who's arguing? Now, beat it before she comes out and sees you with me.
Sergeant Mary Moriarty is a hard-headed policewoman. But there is a quality in Kate Beekman of sympathy and honest sincerity which no one of goodwill can deny. There'll be an interesting and important development in the immediate future. So by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?